Welcome to our service for the great feast of Pentecost. In centuries and generations past, new Christians would be dressed in white, which gave this day its traditional name, Whit Sunday. At his baptism, the Holy Spirit had hovered over Jesus as a dove, and so this commemoration of the coming of the Holy Spirit seemed the appropriate day for new believers to be baptized and confirmed. We pray that the Spirit of the Lord will fill our worship this Pentecost day. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and by Spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you give light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have failed to do those things that we ought to have done, and we have done those things that we ought not to have done. We are sorry and truly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us in his way to walk as children of light. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. In tard der heute ne nevoid, sancte die de enu, de le de dernas, gunele de awachlis, megisen en ne vechli ar ddear hefyd. Der oni heddiw ein bara beinyddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddau yw ninna ein dyledwyr, ac nac ar rhaen ni brofedigaeth, eitha gwared ni rhag drwg, canis eitho ti o'r dernas, a'r gathlu a'r gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Collect for Pentecost. God, who has at this time taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through the merits of Christ Jesus our Saviour, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The reading is from Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one had heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It is only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, beginning at verse 22. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labour pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. How sad it has been to see violence flare up again in Israel and Palestine in recent days. It is hardest of all, of course, to see the communal violence in Jerusalem. Oh, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, says the psalmist. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your prosperity. Not only in Jerusalem, and not only in Palestine, do we see the violence of religious bigotry and intolerance. Acts of anti-Semitic harassment and abuse have been happening in our own country, on our own streets. Israel ought to have been a good news story at this time. It's had one of the most successful vaccination programs of any nation. It is one of only 10 independent countries on the UK government's green list, a place you can go to without having, quote, to quarantine when you come back. In our first Bible reading, we heard the long list of countries that people had come from to Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. They had come for the pilgrim festival of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. Shavuot was originally a harvest festival, marking the beginning of the wheat harvest in Israel. But it had also become, by tradition, the festival which marked the giving of the Torah, God's giving the law, the commandments, to Moses on Mount Sinai. And perhaps it was this latter aspect which brought people from so many countries. As we've seen in recent weeks, there were Jews all round the Mediterranean, and attracted to their number, there were a number of foreigners too. There are Jews and proselytes in the crowd, we read. Proselytes are what we would call converts. There are devout Jews and proselytes from all over the Mediterranean, in Jerusalem, for the festival of Shavuot. The feast of Shavuot was already called Pentecost at that time. Greek, rather than Latin as we might expect, was the common language of the Roman Empire, and in Greek Pentecosta simply means 50. The feast of Shavuot was 50 days after Pesach, the feast of Passover. So it is that the word Pentecost serves just as well for the Christian festival we celebrate today. Jesus was crucified at Passover time, which became our Easter time, and our celebration of Pentecost is 50 days after that, at the time of Shavuot. In fact, we are a tiny bit late, strictly. Shavuot this year is from the 16th to the 18th of May. Shavuot had originally been a harvest festival, as we mentioned, but there is a deeper symmetry between these two pairs of festivals, Jewish and Christian, once we understand that it had become the festival to celebrate the giving of the Torah. The Passover commemorated the great saving action of God in rescuing the children of Israel from slavery and persecution among the Egyptians. Passover was the great festival of their salvation. In the celebration of the Torah at Shavuot, though, there was a slightly different emphasis. Yahweh's commandments and the people's promise to keep them were the two sides of an everlasting covenant between the two parties. These were the laws the people swore to live by, and Yahweh was the lawgiver under whose judgment and in whose love they would live. The Passover had saved them, but the giving of the law made them a people, the covenant people of God. There is something similar in the Christian story. Our salvation is wrought by the sacrifice of Christ, the Passover lamb, if you will, upon the cross of Calvary, 50 days before the events we are reading about today. Easter is when we celebrate our salvation. But on that first Christian Pentecost, something different is happening. It is the day when the church is born, and we become a people. It is important to notice first how universal the vision of this new people is. That long list of countries from which the pilgrims come is the first indication. This will be a people for all peoples. In the shorthand, Gentiles as well as Jews, Jewish converts as well as people born as Jews. We've seen in recent weeks how this logic is lived out and expounded in the New Testament, in the spread of the gospel beyond the boundaries of Judaism, out through the courtyards of the temple, into the wide world beyond. But as well as being a community for every nation under heaven, as Luke puts it, this new Pentecost people will be a people made of male and female, young and old. Peter sees here the fulfillment of the prophecy of the Old Testament prophet Joel. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even on the male and female slaves in those days I will pour out my spirit. Gather the people, cries the prophet. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the aged. Gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. The celebration of this new people is for everyone, those who are rejoicing at a wedding, those who are weeping in a famine, for the infants and the aged, for the servants as well as their masters, the mistresses as well as their maids, for male and for female, for the bridegroom and the bride, for the layman and the priest. God is making a new people, and no one will be beyond its reach. Not only is God making a new people, but this unlikely assembly of fishermen and prostitutes, artisans and dreamers, will become a movement which will take over the world. But you would never have predicted it if you'd seen them together at the start. For this is the work of the Holy Spirit. And in that work, the disciples will take on a new responsibility. Previously, Jesus had done their thinking. It is the Spirit who inspires their thinking now. It was Jesus who had decided where they would go, what they would do. It is the Spirit who directs their mission now. It was Jesus whose parables and teachings thrilled the crowds. It is the Spirit who will now give them the words to say. Jesus had trained them, of course, had put his trust in them and given them responsibility as he sent them out to minister two by two and received them back when they were astonished at what could be achieved in his name. They had confidence in Jesus then. They had confidence in the Spirit now. But the first thing the Spirit did on this great day was to make them a people. Once no people, they had become God's people now. And this is our people too, for we too live in the Spirit with them, in unbroken fellowship across continents and centuries, with Peter and Mary Magdalene, with Zacchaeus and Nicodemus, Mary and Martha, all of them then and all of them still are sister and brother to you and me. Each of us has many peoples, perhaps, to whom we feel that we belong, with a sense of belonging that is precious to us. Our households and families, our neighbours and friends, our teammates and workmates, our communities and nations. But we have no belonging more precious than this, that the Son of God who saved us has called us his friends, filled us with his Spirit, and makes us sisters and brothers with him in a worldwide family forever. The new covenant people of God. Amen. We join together in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Loving God, we ask for the gift of your Holy Spirit to help us pray as we ought. Come, Holy Spirit, direct the rulers of the world. Fill our leaders with talents and discernment to seek the common good. We ask for your energy and vision for those who are tiring in the battle against injustice and oppression, those exhausted by the struggle with poverty and hunger. We pray for peace in Jerusalem between the Israelis and Palestinians. Spirit of God, show us all how to bring peace and justice and unity to the nations. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy Spirit, fill our homes and set our hearts on fire with the warmth of your love. Inspire us to new beginnings. Help us as part of your universal church to reach out to others with the good news of Christ, to bring hope to those in distress. We pray for our ministers, for Matthew, Judith, David, and John, and all who serve in your churches, so that we may be open and welcoming to all who come within our doors. Guide us in our relationships with each other within the church, within our families, with our neighbours, and draw us together in your fellowship of love and joy and holiness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy Spirit, we bring to you our thanks and praise for the joy of creation, and we pray that you would open our eyes to see all the beauty that is around us. May we appreciate your greatness in giving us the different seasons, each one fulfilling our needs. Help us to safeguard your world so that our children and future generations will benefit from the natural world which you have created. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy Spirit, we bring to you those who are filled with guilt and anxiety, those for whom Christian life is difficult. We bring to you the despairing and despondent, those who are uncertain how to use their time or money, or are tempted to do wrong. May they have your guidance and strength. We pray for all who are weak, who are ill, who cannot cope on their own, those known to us in particular need or trouble, who ask for our prayers. We remember all in hospital and those who care for them. May they know your hope and comfort, your power and assurance. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy Spirit, we pray for those who have died and those whose lives are darkened by sorrow and mourning. We commend to your everlasting love those who have passed away, and light a candle in our hearts to symbolise the life of Christ, which eternally shines and brings hope. We remember especially the families of Anne Siddle and Aj Hadland, and all of those who have lost loved ones this past year. Holy Spirit, when we share in grief and suffering, may we walk in compassion and understanding. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy Spirit, may we look for and know your presence in our daily lives, in our times of pain, and in our worship. Create new life in your people and renew and refresh us as we turn in obedience and faith to you. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the love of the faithful Creator, the peace of the wounded healer, the joy of the challenging spirit, the hope of the three in one, surround and encourage you today, tonight, and forever. May the blessing of God, the Creator, the healer, and the Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Amen.